Because we're doing Lama Gimel, Rosh Hashanah Lama Gimel Lama Aleph, the sugya about women blowing shofar, women doing mitzvah on grama, women doing smicha on an animal, which is for karban. Okay, so the Gemara says like the Mishnah said like this. So it's talking about on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, "In me'akvin asatinokos miliskoa." Okay, it could be it's talking about shofar, which is on Shabbos. It's not clear. We'll see. So it says, "You don't stop kids from blowing shofar on on Rosh Hashanah." Avom is asking me, "Mamilan shilando," but you rather. You actually are osig with them, like you teach them. Okay, you teach them because of chinuch, right? You work with them. You work with them to blow. Okay, so it's kind of funny. It's like at first it says you don't stop them, and then it says, but you even help them. It's like, which one is it? At first it sounds like it's an issur, it's a mitzvah. So the Gemara's going to get into that, but I mean we're not up to that yet. The Gemara's going to take that up, whether it applies on Shabbos also, not on Shabbos, what the status is, but we're not going to deal with that. So we will, but not yet. So the Gemara says like this: "Ein ma'akvin asatinokos miliskoa." So it says you don't stop kids from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, "Ha nashim ma'akvin." The implication is you don't stop kids from blowing shofar, but you do stop women from blowing shofar, right? Why? V'atanya, but what do you mean? We have another brisa which says, "Ein ma'akvin los hanashim v'los hatinokos miliskoa biyontif." Right, which says you don't stop kids, neither kids nor women, from blowing on Rosh Hashanah. So, do you have to stop a woman from blowing shofar, or do you not? We don't know, right? So, what's the issue altogether? Why would I have to stop a woman from blowing shofar? What's wrong with that? Right? So, look at Rashi. So, Rashi says, Tinokos, this is the last white line, Tinokos hudulo ma'akin dubai l'chanuchayu. So, you don't stop kids because you have to do chinuch for them, you have to mechanech them. But Hanash and Agvin, the Beturos Lagamri, because they're totally potter. The Beturos, the Mitzvah and Gramo, Vechi Taki, and if they do blow, Ika Baltosif. Ika Baltosif. Whoever, can you please put it on mute? Whoever's on the phone. So so if they blow, it's going to be Baltosif. Right? According to this other Brisa. Right? According to this other Brisa. So is it, which one is it? On the one hand, the Mishnah implies you stop kids, but you don't stop women. Apparently, they're allowed to blow. The other Bryce is, I'm sorry, the opposite. The Mishnah says you don't stop kids, but implying you stop women. Why do you stop women? Because this would be about Tosef. Because they're totally Pturus. What do they do? They're adding on a mitzvah. They're not a chayiv. But then yet the other Bryce says you don't stop women, which sounds like women could do it. So which one is it? Right? So the Gemara says, Lokasha. That means an amazing position. Say that a woman doing shofar is Baal Tosef. That's surprising, right? So Lokasha. Ha Rebbe Yehuda. Ha Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Shimon. So it turns out it's Machlokas Tanaim. There's two different prices. The Mishnah versus our price is really a Machlokas Tanaim. The Tanya, Daber El B'nai Yisrael. Torah says, by Karban, you should speak to B'nai Yisrael. Okay? And tell them about Karbanos, different things about Karbanos. So it says, what's the limit? B'nei Yisrael. So the limit is B'nei Yisrael Somchan. V'ein B'nos Yisrael Somchos. That there's a step in a Karban when you send your Karban to be brought in as a Karban. The one thing that the Bala Karban does is they lean on the Karban. Chatas. I don't know if it's by all of them. I forgot. But you lean on the Karban with all your might. Okay, you lean on it. And you, when you do Vidoy. So the saying is only B'nai Yisrael has the din of leaning, but B'nos Yisrael, women, if a woman is a balas of a karban, she could also send in a karban, but then she doesn't do smicha, she doesn't lean on it. Okay, that's the leman. Okay, Rashi, it says, I'm sorry, that's the very Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. I'm sorry, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Amar Nashim Samchus Rishos, but they argue no, a woman could do smicha. They agree a woman doesn't have to do smicha. But they would say women can do Shemitah. Yeah, I mean, look at Rashi. Bnei Yisrael, so, I mean, Jesus is a good question. Was, I mean, you have Bnei Yisrael all over the whole Torah. Every time you say you're Dorisha, it's only men and not women. So why all of a sudden here are we Dorisha? So I don't know. I look at the Rashi. I mean, maybe it helps, but I don't know. Bnei Yisrael, Somchan. Dabra Bnei Yisrael, Vemartel Alehem, Adam Ki Yakir Mikam. V'chsib Behu Inyan, V'samach Yada. And in that area, it's a Samach Yada. So I don't know. Maybe it's tied in with Adam. So
textually, he's saying it's already by only men.
Could be, but I mean, Adam also, you could have just said, I mean, is the limit Adam? I don't, I'm not sure what his limit is. Maybe it's Adam, it could have said Nefesh. It's not clear. It's not clear to me what the. It's a good question you're asking. I don't know the answer to it. But whatever. Good question. I don't know, maybe we could check it out. But whatever that's the Bauman is limit. Somehow he knows. There must be some subtlety, some lashon, some something. But Bauman is limit is. And everyone seems to agree with it, that there is a difference. The first shita is learning that the woman cannot do it. The other shita says, Nashim Samchos Rishos. Right? Rashi. Alma Afa Gav De Patranuhu Kra. Rabbi Yosef Shimon argue, even though the Torah patered them, where the Torah patered them, exempted them, because this is an exemption. Bnei Yisrael, not Bnei Yisrael. Even though the Torah exempted them, Leka Yisura, it's not Aser. So everyone agrees with the Limud. Tavar Bnei Yisrael means it excludes women. Women aren't obligated to do shofar, to do smicha, to lean on the karban. The machlokas is, the first she told, since they're not obligated to, it's Aser. Whereas the second position says, no, just because the Torah patered them doesn't mean it's Aser. It's Rishos. So too is the case with Mitzvah Shel Hagama. So too Mitzvah Shel Hagama. Right? Mitzvah Shel Hagama is the same halacha. Same machlokas, he's saying. That's what the Gemara wants to do, the Gemara is saying. Rashi's just explaining, but that's what the Gemara is doing. Same machlokas, Mitzvah Shel Hagama. The women are exempted from. So now, do you say they're not allowed to do it? And if they do it, it would be Baal Tosef, like shofar? Or do you say no? They're exempt, but if they want to do it, okay, great. Let them do it. Right? Let them do it. That's machlokas. It's not. I mean, he's not saying the smicha is actually necessarily the Gemara. But what Rashi is doing is, and he's saying the Gemara is doing this, is that it's equating the two. It's not a machlokas specifically about smicha, but it's a general machlokas. When a woman is exempted from a mitzvah, do you say she has an option to do it or not? Right? So the same way they're arguing about, the Gemara is extrapolating from that machlokas. Just like there, it's a machlokas whether a woman has a right to do smicha, even the Torah paters are, so too here. I mean, you could have argued that they're different questions. One's a question of smicha. Who's to say? Who's to say that it's going to be the same? I mean, that's the chiddush of thinking. That's the chiddush of Rashi, but it's really the Gemara. Because right, the Gemara is saying, it's explaining the stira in these two braises, is could a woman blow shofar or not? Oh, it depends on this machlokas, about smicha. Well, that's only my smicha. But what he's saying is, apparently the Gemara is saying it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Right? Okay, so it's a pretty interesting machlokas here, right? Pretty interesting machlokas. Is a woman allowed to do mitzvah shel hagama or she not? A problem. I'll get to your question in a second. A little bit of a problem is that if you you're not allowed to just take kachim and use it to support your own weight. That's like it's mishtamish b'kachim. You're using kachim. It's kachim. You're not allowed to use it for your own hana. So in general, you're not allowed to do that. So what allows you to do it is because the mitzvah of smicha. So you could say, once a woman is exempt from smicha, now there's no mitzvah for her, so now it's an issa. She can't do it. But, right, as opposed to, but you could wonder, like, what's the problem with blowing shofar? Right? What's wrong with blowing shofar? But Rashi's learning it's a matter of Baal Tosef. Right? Baal Tosef. They're pater. Women are pater from lean during smicha, and they're pater mitzvah shman grama. Now, do you say that it's Baal Tosef if they try to do it? Or do you say it's not Baal Tosef? Right? And that's what the same machlok is by both. Right? It seems like the Ron learns a little different. I'll tell you what the Ron says. He says, only tinoko, so you don't stop, because chinuch. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll tell you your chinuch question. So normally, why don't you say the same thing by a katan? Katan is not chayev, so why don't we say Katan? Why is the Katan allowed to do it? But that Rashi says because it's enough. Because you have to. That's the mitzvah to train him. But a woman, what's she doing? Why is she doing shofar? She's trying to train for it. She's not shayech to it. She doesn't do with it. So it's like Baal Tosef. Right, but the Ran says a little different. He says, he's a Noshim Akrim. The Kivan Shem Peturos, the Mishnah is one Gromahu, Kitaki Avri Ashvos, the Tekiah. Because in general, it's a Shvos to play music on Yantav. Right? On Yantav. But the reason why you're allowed to do it is because it's a mitzvah. But once you tell me a woman is put Petura, then she's not allowed to do it because it's a Shvos, it's playing music. Right? So it says, but it says women are allowed to. So it says, this is the same Machlokas. It's Machlokas by the same thing, by Smicha. Right? And it would be, presumably, it would be the same kind of thing. Is that you say, since a woman is Petura, so now she's just leaning on Gadshem? So that sheet is going to say, once you say she's Petura, then it's like it's nothing. Right? And I guess, Jay, that's kind of the question, is that when you say she's Petura, do you say it's nothing? It doesn't seem like the Ran wants to say about Tosef. If you don't want to say about Tosef, you could say is that you say, if once you're Petura, then it's totally like it's nothing. Her action is nothing. It's not mitzvah at all. So it's not mitzvah at all, so then she's just blowing a musical instrument on Rosh Hashanah. She's not going to do that. And you're just leaning on an animal of Kodshim. You're not going to do that. I suppose the other she does holding, no, it's true, you're a Petura, but it's still a Kiyam, it's still a halachic activity, so it's not just blowing a musical instrument, and it's not just leaning on Kodshim. Right? It turns out it doesn't matter. I mean, there are two different ways of learning the Gemara. But the point is, according to both of them, according to the core, it seems like one sheet is learning, the first position is learning that when women are Peturos, they're totally, totally exempt. The Gamri, right? And it was just Baal Tosef, or it's just Stam doing a random chol activity. Whereas the other sheet is learning, no, it's true they're exempt, but it's Rosh Hashanah. They won't think they can do it. It's still halachic activity, and its value is halachic activity, and you don't say it's Baal Tosef, you don't say it's Stam leaning on Kodshim, they're doing Smicha. They're just exempt. Right? So what's the machlokas? I mean, that's what I'd like to figure out here. Rashi says here is Baal Tosef, but there's Rashi's in Erevin, who's talking about a similar question. It's saying, so could a woman put on tefillin? So it says that they allowed a woman to put on tefillin. So it must be that it's not considered as mangrama. So it says, Rashi says, the woman, the chum didn't stop her. Why would they have stopped her? It says, Dehave kitosefes al divrei Torah. It's like adding to Devar Torah Shepatra Nashim Mitzvah Shalom Grama because they're Peturos. So here is like it doesn't. It's not exactly saying Baal Tosef. He's saying it's Kitosef Asal Devar Torah. It's like a adding on Devar Torah. I think it's Rashi in Baal Tosef. So Rashi here by Tefillin he says Kitosef Asal Devar Torah because I don't. It's hard to believe it's Baal Tosef, but maybe it is. You don't know, but Rashi here doesn't use such a strong lashon. He says it's like adding on to Devar Torah. But there's more Rashis over there. Not so fast. So I'll show you Erevin. There's another one or two Rashis. It says like this. Noshim somchos rishos, right? The one sheet, the second sheet tells the woman can lean. The ain kan Baal Tosef. Okay? It's not Baal Tosef. Okay, so there he's kind of what?
Rashi.
He's explaining the sheet to hold its mother. So he says the Inkan Baal Tosef. Now it implies like the other sheet is holding it is Baal Tosef, right? Hanashim Akvin. One second. Hanashim, right? So that sounds like a woman's not Baal Tosef. But then he says, the other side says that woman, based on our mission on Rosh Hashanah, woman, you do stop from blowing shofar. It says, why? It says, Mihu Niros Kimosifos. It looks like they're adding. Niros Kimosifos. That's already doesn't sound the same thing as Baal Tosef. It sounds like it's like it.
Right.
It's like near. It's like Kimosif. Same kind of thing. Niros Kimosifos. But the problem is, in the very same position, he says, in the Shita holds its mother, he says, the Ein Kan Baal Tosef. So that sounds like the issue is really Baal Tosef. So it's like kind of going back and forth. Is it Niros Kimosif? Is it Baal Tosef? It's not exactly clear. Right, it's like you kind of have contrary implications. Yeah. Yes. So, but that's. I think we should leave that question aside exactly. Whether it is technically Baal Tosef, not technically Baal Tosef, whatever. But it certainly seems like, according to Rashi, it's not a good idea. Right? either it's not a mitzvah, and it's just like, let's say, by kachim, like the Ron says, you're just leaning on kachim, it just tam rishos, or it's just playing a musical instrument, right? Certainly not a kiyam. I mean, since that's the question, is there a kiyam of a woman doing it in a shulchan grama? It's rishos. If she wants to do it, she can do it. If not, not. Right? In a shavosa, that kind of thing. Or do you say, no, it's aser. It's aser. Why? Because it's either because they're adding, it looks like they're adding, they're just not doing nothing, and you can't do nothing with musical instruments on Yantif. You can't do nothing. You can't lean on kachim for fun. Whatever. It's like nothing, though. In terms of mitzvah, it's nothing. Zero. Women are excluded. So general machlokas is when women are excluded, how excluded are they? Are they totally excluded such that it becomes like Valtosif? Or you say no, they're just, but they're pteros, but it's rishos, they could. I mean, we hold obviously it's rishos, right? But there's a shita. Sure, I mean, the marsha is bothered by that question. I know that he's bothered by how could that be Valtosif? Valtosif usually take a mitzvah and you add to it. You add more corners on tzitzis or whatever, that kind of thing. But here, you're not adding to the mitzvah. You're just taking someone who's not chayiv and they're doing it. How is that Baal Tosef? Baal Tosef is where you're changing a mitzvah. Right? That's the Bar Shos question. So he kind of learns differently. But I mean, it doesn't change the fact that Rashi says it. Right? I mean, that's why I thought maybe the other Rashi is Niros Kamasifos or whatever, but I don't think the Bar Shos answers it up. I think he just kind of learns differently. I mean, the other way to learn is like the Ron. I mean, that's why presumably the Ron doesn't hold Baal Tosef, doesn't do the Baal Tosef. He's just saying, once it's not a mitzvah, now you get into both by shofar and by kachim, you have a problem.
Yeah,
what I would ask you is, let's say a Yisrael does avodah of a kohen. Is there a kiyum of enum zevosa? No. Of course, it's also. It's yichayv misa, it's deshmayim, it's whatever. It's certainly, you're not, it's not for you. So it would seem like that's kind of what he's arguing. B'nai Yisrael, v'lo b'nos Yisrael. Listen, you gotta know your place. These aren't your mitzvahs. These are men's mitzvahs, they're not women's mitzvahs. That sounds like the kind of thing. I mean, we can't just take it as a premise that it's a good idea for women to do because that's what we do. I mean, yeah, we don't pasken like that, Tana. We don't pasken like that, Tana. But there is a Tana about that way. I think, I don't see why we have to fight it. I think we just have to define it. Is this machlokas, general machlokas, about is there such a thing called Einot Zivosa? Or is it specifically about Nashim? I mean, it sounds like it's a machlokas about Nashim. It certainly seemed to be wise to try to explain it as being specific to Nashim. And if you conclude that there's no way to limit it, then maybe branch out. But like, for example, Suma. There's many Tanam, Amram, who are Sumas, and they did mitzvahs, and they're discussing, is it Einot Zivosa is greater, Mitzvosa is greater, whatever. Now, you could just say, well, they're going like the way we hold. But, I don't know. To say that what's his name? That Rabbi Yehuda is denying the entire institution of Einot Zivosa seems to be a bigger step than... It's a stretch as it is to go from Mitzvah Shulchan Grama, from Smicha to Mitzvah Shulchan Grama, now to extend it to from women to every single case which is an Einot Zivosa seems to be steep. Okay, another question, which is relevant to your Svara, but it's a general question, it's not specific to any. But it's not so simple to me how the Gemara just extends directly from Smicha to leaning on an animal like Kachim to all Mitzvah Shulchan Gramas. Right? Just because you tell me there's a limud and you say Rav Yehuda holds that by smicha, when the Torah excludes women, b'nei Yisrael, lo b'nos Yisrael, so it excludes women, now he says they're not allowed to do it. Now, therefore, he also automatically holds all mitzvahs on Gama? I mean, if you tell me there's something about smicha which excludes women, so then maybe that's particular to smicha. Like, how is the Gemara so quick to just extend that position and say it's a general question? I mean, aren't they... Can't you go the opposite way on different mitzvahs? Is it like a... Well, how does it sound? My point is it sounds like this is like a very general question. But all, at the same time, it would seem to be it should be a particular question. Depends on the thing. I understand grouping together all the mitzvahs and grama because it's all one Torah. But this isn't a mitzvah and grama. This is a different thing. This is for whatever reason. I don't know why. Why is a woman exempted from smicha? So now, fine. So now, how do you universalize from what their status is vis-a-vis smicha to what their status can be vis-a-vis time bound mitzvahs? They're not the same thing. It's true, one mitzvah is one mitzvah, but you know, you make mistakes if you start drawing, you know, in general, you don't make mistakes by just analogizing like that. Right? It just seems like it's, you know, it's mushing together two things which aren't necessarily the same. See, that's what's kind of difficult. I mean, mitzvah is one God. I mean, the Torah doesn't obligate women in time out mitzvahs. It's not a man's mitzvah or a woman's mitzvah. It's just, it's like, let's take shofar. Shofar has nothing to do with men. Neither does Kriya Shema. But it's time bound, and the Torah doesn't obligate women in time out mitzvahs. Right? So now what? Now all of a sudden they're not allowed to do it? Why not? It's, I understand, not, you know, they're not obligated, but now it's the asur? That's why it's like kind of hard to understand, I guess. Maybe we say as follows. You have this idea, you have the mitzvahs. You have mitzvahs, and you have certain mitzvahs which are only applied, only men are mechuyav, and women are not mechuyav. Right? Okay. So, do you say that basically like this? Or let's take like this. Let me take an example of Mitzvah Shema Grama. Okay? Mitzvah Shema Grama. Let's say, Shofar. Do you say that men were commanded to blow Shofar? Women were not commanded to blow Shofar. Okay? Similar to Kohanim were commanded to do Avodah. Yisrael, we're not commanded to do Avodah. Or do you say no? Klal Yisrael was commanded to blow Shofar. Klal Yisrael was commanded to blow Shofar. But the Torah extended an exemption, a Ptor, to women. It exempted them from their Chiyuv. For whatever reason. Okay. Again, there's two models. One is that the Torah commanded the group of Bnei Yisrael and not Benos Yisrael. They're two different groups in terms of far as mitzvahs are concerned. And which group was commanded in this mitzvah? Bnei Yisrael, not Benos Yisrael. Just like you have Kohanim and Yisraelim, you have Bnei Yisrael and you have Benos Yisrael. Two groups. Which group was commanded? Only the men group, not the woman group. Or do you say no? And there's no groups in mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are given to Bnei Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael. I mean, yeah, there's such thing as Kohanim Leviim, that's the groups, but men and women are just Yisrael. It's just a different gender. That's just an excellent difference. Like basically, Klal Yisrael was Nislav and Mitzvahs. But the Torah extended an exemption, a Ptor, in certain Mitzvahs to women. Okay, not that they're Peturos Legamri. No, they're intrinsically in the Mitzvah because they're part of the group of Klal Yisrael. But there's an exemption which is extended to them. Like almost like a secondary exemption. Or do you say they're Peturos Legamri? They're totally not shayach to the mitzvah. They're a different group. There's the group of men's mitzvahs and they're women's mitzvahs. Now there's some overlap, but they're two different groups vis-a-vis mitzvahs. It's so to speak, you could look at it like when you say matzah, for instance, men and women are chayav matzah. Do you say men are chayav in matzah and women are also chayav in matzah? Or do you say no? Probably it's also chayav matzah.
And how do you fit that in with that they're not?
Oh.
Because if it's with us, it's just one God.
Where?
Because isn't that just that's a principle, right?
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that definitely, that's what I'm saying, that's machlok, is how do you understand Mitzvah Shema Grama? There's Mitzvah Shema Grama to us. Oh, you mean matzah?
Well, yeah.
Is that your question, matzah?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's an exception. Because the principle of matzah is an exception, because there's a few exceptions. Because yeah. Matzah is the flip side of chametz. Right. Chametz is a lot of
stuff. But now in general.
Yeah. So in general, I'm saying the machlokas is when you have something which is a mitzvah shema grama, do you say that it was only commanded to men? There's two groups in Tzivoy of Mitzvahs. There's the group of men, and there's Bnei Yisrael, and there's Benos Yisrael.
Right.
And only Bnei Yisrael will command the mitzvah shema grama. Or do you say now that there's one group of mitzvahs, Klal Yisrael? But within the group of Klal Yisrael, the Torah gave an exemption if you are a woman. But not that they're Peturos Legamri.
It's like what came first type of thing?
Yes, right. It's like what came first. Is it like it's almost like the way, one way it's like they're in the mitzvah, but they're exempted. as opposed to they're not in the mitzvah altogether. They're like mufka, they're separated from the mitzvah altogether. Let me explain how, you follow me? Let me explain how it fits in, and then we can get the idea clear. I'm talking very much in the abstract at this point. So that explains the malchus. Because if you say that the mitzvah is commanded, there's two groups insofar as Tzibur Mitzvahs is concerned. There's the men of Kal Yisrael, and there's the women of Kal Yisrael. There's Bnei Yisrael, and there's Bnei Yisrael. Now, certain mitzvahs were not commanded to Bnei Yisrael. They were only commanded to Bnei Yisrael. So now what's she doing? Why is she blowing a shofar? What does shofar have anything to do with her? It would just be similar, not exactly the same, but to Yisrael doing Avodah. You're not one of the people who is commanded in Avodah. What are you doing? You have no shaykhus to it. This mitzvah is a mitzvah. It's a man's mitzvah. It's a mitzvah just given to man. Now, who do you think you are? You're just coming along and trying to change the Torah? The Torah says this mitzvah applies to this group, not to that group. Now, what are you doing? You're just like adding on. You're saying is no, the mitzvah really should apply to my group as well. It doesn't apply to your group. You're Pteros Lagamri. That's what Rashi says. Rashi's lashon is, it says Anashim Akin, the Pteros Lagamri. They're total. What does it mean they're totally Pteros? I mean, Pteros is Pteros. What does it mean totally Pteros? Totally exempt. They're exempt or you're not exempt. He means they're totally removed from the mitzvah. They have nothing to do with it. They're never commanded in this mitzvah. So now, then he says, so if they do it, it's about Tosef. They're just adding on to the Torah. They're changing it. But the other way, you say, no, really, Klal Yisrael, the mitzvahs were given to Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael means Klal Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, it's one group. One group, a society of Shomer Mitzvahs. The Torah of mitzvahs were given to us, to everybody. Now, the Torah says, so to speak, women say, "How we can't do this. This is hard. It's time bound. We have a family. We have this. We have that. Whatever reason. I'm suggesting a particular philosophical reason why they're exempt, which you know maybe you could argue about. But say so the Torah says, you know, okay, women will exempt you. So even though intrinsically you're in the system of mitzvos, and the mitzvos apply to you, you're in the Torah, you're in the mitzvos. You're not a different group vis-a-vis mitzvos. You're in the system, but the Torah exempted you. Okay." But I don't need the exemption. I could do it. I could do it this year. I'm going to do it. And that's what he says. Nashim Samchus Rishos. You have a right to do it. You have a right to do it because they're in the parsha. The point is that's not Baal Tosef because they're in the parsha. They're in the tzivoy, just they're exempted. So then they'll say, I'm not making use of the exemption. That's not Baal Tosef. That saying is, listen, I'm Eina Mitzvah Vosa. So I'm exempted, but I'll do it anyways. But if you're saying is the mitzvah is, there's two classes vis-a-vis mitzvahs, then you have to understand mitzvah shavan grama means that the Torah never extended these mitzvahs to the class of called women. They're a different class vis-a-vis tzivoy mitzvahs. So therefore it's gonna be the same thing.
It'd be more than two, by the way, right?
Okay, so that's what I'd say is that, see, Summa definitely I'd say is not a separate class. Summa is an exemption. Torah pater, a blind person in mitzvahs. It's not like there's the class of blind people and the class of seeing people in the Torah commanded only seeing people in the mitzvah. No, so Summa is a man, a male Summa is commanded in mitzvahs like all men. But Torah exempted him. He has a condition of blindness, Torah exempted him. So if you want to do it, he could do it. Of course you could do it. Zayn Mitzvosa. But here we're saying is there's a class of people called women. Now you're going to say, it's like, in a certain sense, the argument would go, the argument of the first Yehuda is going to say, what's the Torah doing? It's commanding men and women in the mitzvah and then exempting women. So just don't command them. Well, since there's a whole group of mitzvahs which basically women are excluded from, so basically say, look, vis-a-vis mitzvahs, there's two groups of mitzvahs. There's two groups of Klal Yisrael. There's the men and the women. And a society is made up in a certain sense of the men of Klal Yisrael and the women. There's Bnei Yisrael and Benos Yisrael. That's his lashon. Bnei Yisrael Samchus V'lo Benos Yisrael Samchus. It's different. They're a different group. And that's why the Gemara is happy to extend it from Smicha to Mitzvah Shavan Grama. Because if it's a particular question about Smicha, so then it's not do Mitzvah Shavan Grama. But if you say it's a question of in mitzvos, whether in the class of mitzvos, whether the mitzvos are nitzdave to two groups, Bnei Yisrael and Benot Yisrael, as two separate groups, and that's why women are excluded from Smicha and they can't do Smicha, then you see Mitzvah Shavan Grama, and you know that also only applies to men and not to women, then you'll interpret it the same way. Like, given that there are these two different groups, the Torah didn't command the women. It doesn't apply. Mitzvah Shavan Grama don't apply to that group called Benos Yisrael. But if you learn by Smicha that women are included in the group, there's one group, and it's just an exemption, then you can interpret Mitzvah Shavan Grama also that way. So it's not about Mitzvah Shema and Grama, it's about the nature of B'nai. Does Mitzvahs have a phenomenon of B'nai Yisrael and B'nos Yisrael as two qualitative groups? Or do you say that they're really one class, just there's an exemption of anyone who like has a condition, so to speak, of being a female? You know, it's almost like one of them, it's like there are two groups, the other one, it's no, there's one group, but if you show that you're a woman, then you're like exempt, so to speak. I'm talking a little figuratively. So the same thing, if you say that there's two groups, so then you say this mitzvah is not commanded to women, it's only commanded to men. So therefore a woman can't do it. How could she do it? She's just, the mitzvah is a man's mitzvah, and she's just doing it. But if you say that in mitzvahs, really there's one group of B'nai Yisrael, so then women intrinsically are included in smicha. But now the Torah paters her. Right. So fine, it bothers her, but she could do it. You could interpret, just again, to give a sense to it, you could interpret it as like, if you're going to obligate women in the mitzvah, then they're going to have to travel all the way to Eretz Yisrael, to the Yerushalayim, to the Mikdash, every time they have a karbon. But that's not practical, to be a mechayev woman, to leave her whole family, and leave her house, and to do the things. So the Torah exempted her. But it's not pshat that intrinsically women are nothing to do with smicha. It's like, yeah, women have nothing to do with prismila. Something that's a man's mitzvah, but this is a mitzvah which intrinsically is shaykh, but Torah says Torah exempted them. The other side will learn, no, that there are two classes, there's B'nai Yisrael and B'nos Yisrael, and the Torah never apply this mitzvah to B'nos Yisrael. But once you say that there are two different classes insofar as mitzvahs are concerned, then the Torah is not going to include women in the class of mitzvah Shoshan Grama and of smicha, because in general they can't do it, so the Torah just doesn't apply it to them. So now if she wants to do it, she's messing around with the Torah. But if you say that there's only one group in mitzvahs, there's Klal Yisrael, and Torah gave an exemption, so then she's just saying, "Is I don't need to make use of my exemption." So fine, Kol HaKavod. It's like a sumo saying, "I don't want to make use of my exemption." What I'd like to do next, I guess tomorrow, is this Baltosef problem. We haven't really dealt with that at all. I mean, we're just kind of saying, talked about it a little bit. But I mean, this doesn't have to be Baltosef, this could work for the Ron also. Is if you say that they're not shaykh in it altogether, so they're not doing anything. They're just on blowing a musical instrument on Yom Tov. They can't do it. They're just on leaning on a kavod. It has nothing to do with mitzvah. It's just nothing. They have nothing to do. It's not mitzvah. Right? As opposed to if you say it's a kiyam, so then they're not just blowing a musical instrument, they're blowing a shofar. What?
Unless they have intent to do it as a mitzvah.
Yeah, but if you say that they're totally excluded from it, then their intent at best is going to get them into baltosif problems. It's not going to...
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying is machlokes Ron and the Rashi, whether or not they get into baltosif problems. Right. What I'm just saying is, this machlokes, where is machlokes Tanaim, and the machlokes Rishonim, whether it's baltosif or not, and that whole discussion is, you don't have to really learn the machlokes Tanaim differently. Machlokes Tanaim is, are women totally, totally removed from it, legamri, or are they in it with a p'tor? You know? And I kind of mentioned the Baltosef thing, but we have to revisit it. And I think, I'd like to tomorrow look at Rashi, look at these different Rashis. Nerus Masifas. Masifas is a Baltosef. Try to answer maybe the Marshal's Kasha. The Marshal's Kasha is a powerful Kasha. He's saying, where was the Marshal? I forget. It's Marshal Rashan or Erevin? I can't remember. Marshal here, I think. He just says that's not Baltosef. Baltosef is where you're taking a mitzvah and adding to it. Five parashios and tefillin or whatever. This isn't adding to a mitzvah. This is just women aren't chayiv and they're just doing it. So that's not, you're not changing a mitzvah. You're just, whatever. I understand you're doing something funny. That's why I think the Marshal learns like the Ron. It's not a matter of Baltosef. It's a matter of musical instruments and Shabbos, that kind of thing. Right, he's supporting the Ron. But the question is, apparently we have to defend Rashi, or at least figure out what he's talking about. So I think we should look at the other ones also. See if we could figure out this Rashi, that Rashi. I don't think we'll be able to resolve the Stiros. I mean, there's Stiros. It's hard. But at least we could try to, figure out, maybe we could defend the Rashi against the Marshal.